that would challenge me on Father's Day is I would reflect on Father's Day and compare it to Mother's Day. And there was quite a contrast. And we used to open up the mic for testimonies about Mama. And man, it was like, whoa, it was just lifted, so encouraging. And then when daddies were talked about, it was not as encouraging. Don't be laughing. And I'm just going to tell you this. God ordained daddies to be vital to the family, right? Right? And just because some daddies messed up doesn't mean that fatherhood is messed up. And what happens over time, if one generation drops the ball, it makes it easier for the next generation to drop the ball. You know how reputations are. Eventually, they get what? Ruined. Well, daddy is vital, and don't ever let anybody tell you different just because maybe our daddy messed up. And any daddy that's honest messes up. And guess what? Mamas mess up too, right? But may we as a church be champions of fatherhood and the importance. And one of those encouraging daddies is here to bring the word today. And George, you set a wonderful example what it means to be a man of God and to be a godly father. So get ready to be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. How y'all doing today? Wonderful. All right. Give me a second to get set up here. While we're getting set up, I'm one of the products of a father that wasn't there for you. Left when I was 2. Don't know nothing about him, don't know nothing about his people. But I refuse to let that be my plan for my kids. So even if things didn't work out between me and that young lady I call my wife of 33 years, I was still going to be there for my kids. Before we get started, I know y'all seen this before, for the ones that's been here before. But I need this to create my effect of the message I'm trying to receive today, that I want you to receive, not from me. It's what God put on my heart for you. Father God, thank you once again for allowing me to come on Father's Day and speak to your people. These Christians in training, Lord, move me out of the way, Lord, and what you want said, let it be said, Lord, so they can hear your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. I had to break these glasses out to make sure, you know, because I don't have these young eyes like the pastor do. I want to open up with Mark 4. Then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. You're not going to find it up there right now. I just want to bring this out right quick. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. And he goes on to say, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those who on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn away to be forgiven. I'll give you an example. Back in the day, Charlie Brown and his little clown cartoon, the school teacher talked like wah, 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 wah. But everybody in that classroom understood exactly what she was saying. That's the same way if you're having a spiritual alignment with God. No matter what he say, you understand it. But if your heart is not aligned with him, it's going to sound like wah, 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 wah. And you're not going anywhere. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Do you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seeds along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and take it away, the word that was sown in them. Others, like the seed, are on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the words of the life, that deceitfulness and wealth of wealth and the desires of other things come in to choke the word, making it unfruitful. You have to hear the word. I'm giving an example here. If you are a seed that was thrown on concrete, you still can be blessed by God. Because if you ever worked in a yard, there's concrete out there, don't grass grow up between them cracks? So you have a chance just like the one that's sitting in the soil. On that rocky, hard dirt, you can still be rooted in God as well. Because when he started pouring out his living water, that rocky, hard dirt started starting to mud. You dig in. When you dig in, that alignment with God is in alignment with God. But once you give it to him, give it to him. Be all in. Like my brother Drayson told me, don't be a waffle. When God starts pouring out his blessing, it falls into compartments that you want it to fall into. Be a pancake. Let it fall all over you. Now, on to today's message, which is a spiritual alignment, being spiritual with God. Here's what I want you to understand. You go out and you buy a brand new car. You drive it down the road, and you can let the steering wheel go just a little bit. That car will still go straight down that road. But you hit a pothole. Next thing you know, you hit a railroad crossing or a speed bump. Or if you got teenagers, you let them drive your car, and next thing you know, the alignment is off. You have to take it to a maintenance shop to get the alignment back in line. The same thing with you and God. You're going to run into some speed bumps, such as the coronavirus, hate, depression. These are things that are going to knock you out of alignment, but you have to stay spiritually aligned with God because he said, I will give you no more than you can burden, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. So even though your alignment's off, you have to stay focused with God. At the same time, think about this. When Jacob went through all he went through with the devil, not one time did he curse God. Not one time. That's faithfulness. As I go on with the car alignment with hate, depression, hopelessness, blacks. But before I go on, I want to take the time to say happy Father's Day to all my fathers, including the ones that are at home watching that want to be here but can't. And we understand. So if you are a father and you are with your loved ones at home and you're a father in the church with us, please stand. At this time, at home and in church, I want you to give them a hand. These are fathers that are standing in the gap for God to raise his children for the future. Now that I've got that out of the way, I want you to know one thing. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you future and hope. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plan I have for you. These are God's words. He has a plan for you. See, I'm going to use myself as an example, but you can use yourself too. In life, in your younger days, you probably had a time where this is what I'm going to do with my life. That plan didn't work out. That's the same thing with me. I was, and I know I told you guys this before, I was the one that was going through talking about, oh, the devil need to move over, step down. I'm about to take his seat. That's how evil I was. But that's what I was, young, foolish, and unwise. But I had people standing there praying for me to guide me. If you look at the picture I painted where I was and look where I'm at now, God is good. God is good. That was plan A. Now, plan B was with me sitting there trying to do it his way. No, my way. But I still wasn't doing it his way. Wait one second here. Got a lot of work up here. Go to the next one, please. All right. Here's plan A. This was me with hate, envy, lust. I had all these things and more because I grew up without a father. So I had a lot of evils and anger in me. But people were praying for me. Then I say, okay, well, plan A is not working for me because I'm not getting no joy out of this. So I started to give it away. So I went to plan B. And plan B was me with hope, faith, love. I started gathering the joy of life. But once again, it was my plan. So I had to scratch that plan. So I'm going to plan C now. Something's got to work out. But it's only one way. Jesus' way. One way. So I go to plan C, which is also known to me as plan Christ. Once I gave my life to Christ, then everything changed. All that joy, that peace, that happiness, that hope. It all made sense to me. Because now my spirit is in line with him and it don't sound like wah, 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 wah. It sounds clear to me. But when I say this, keep in mind, everybody says God comes and talk to me. But you, when you hear the word, no matter if it come from me, the pastor, Delphine, anyone, that's still coming from God. It may not come directly from him, but it came through someone else, from him to you. But you hear the word because you're aligned with his spirit, so you can hear it. Don't always think that, oh, I didn't hear God. Well, what happened when Delphine came and gave you the word? What happened when Chaz gave you the word? That was through me. Their spirit is aligned with me. I gave them a word to come to give to you. But because you wasn't aligned in the spirit, you didn't hear it. Your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path. Give an example of this here. Psalms 119:105. We'll go back to this one more time. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. As I told y'all, I had this young lady that I dated for 3 years. Then we turned around and we got married. Let me tell y'all this. She wanted nothing to do with me when we first met. Nothing to do with me. But that was her plan as man's plan. But God's plan kept lighting her feet and kept her in my circle. And look where we're at now. See, God knows best. She wanted nothing to do with me. But God kept lighting her path and it kept coming back to me. Thank you. Here we go. In the next sign. These are common road signs that you will see on the road as you drive, right? You see a yield sign, a stop sign, do not enter, wrong way, road crossing, detour, caution, sharp curve, dangerous curve ahead, and one way. Now watch this. As that car goes down the road and he see that yield sign, if he does not yield, does something bad happen? He gets into an accident. If that car goes down the road and see a stop sign and does not stop, is something going to happen? Something bad's going to happen. Same thing with do not enter. The same thing with the road closed, detour. It's the same thing God's trying to tell you in this book. I'm trying to tell you to yield, but are you hearing me? I'm trying to tell you to stop, but are you listening to me? When I tell you do not enter wrong way, why do you continue to defy me and go your way? It's not going to work. You have to abide by the rules. So the next time you ride down the road and you see that yield sign, yield, stop, go, detour, do not enter, wrong way. The same time, God's looking at you saying, hey, I'm talking to you. But because your spirit is not in line with him, because something's going on in your life, Maybe depression, maybe hate, maybe the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job. This coronavirus can change your spirit. But the point is, you have to stay in line with the Spirit in order to hear God's message when he's trying to tell you to stop, yield. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. That's the wife right there. She had her plan because she wanted nothing to do with me. But God said, I'm going to keep lighting your path. You're going to him. The same thing with me when I was in the military. I had this guy when I got stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We both got there together at the same time, both E4s. But at the same time when we got there, we was all whoa. That's that army thing. You're like, you bad. So we got up there, and all of a sudden, we want to go to Ranger School. We want to do Special Forces. We want to go to airborne training. We want to do air assault training. We were single. That's what we wanted to do. But then a little while later, I had a girlfriend now, but she was here in South Carolina. I was in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I was trying to be hua. Next thing I know, she comes down. We go down. I get married. I'm not a hua no more. I'm not trying to go to no Ranger school. I'm not trying to go to Special Forces. I'm not trying to go to airborne school. I'm not trying to go to no school. I'm trying to get my job done so I can go home to my wife. So my spiritual alignment was unaligned with what me and Special Poole had going on. But at the same time, Poole has a girlfriend as well. 3 to maybe 4 months later, Poole gets married. Because remember, Poole came to me and said, man, you're changing. We don't train no more after work. We don't go do no night training. We don't do no night navigation. We ain't in the gym. We ain't running. I'm like, hey, life changed. I got priorities now. I got to go home. I got a home-cooked meal waiting on me. But at the same time, he came back 4 months later. He said, hey, P, I'm sorry. I apologize. I said, what you apologizing for? Because I came at you and said, you were soft. Look at me. Now I'm soft. I'm married. I understand what you were going through now. The point I'm trying to make is you can make all the plans you want, but if they're not spiritual plans, they're not going nowhere. Once you give it to God and line your heart with him, can you imagine the joy and peace and the hope that you have? Because like this, y'all are maybe trying to get next to him to touch him. I just want to be in his presence. I'm good. As long as I'm in the room, I'm good. That means I know, job well done. My spirit is aligned with him because I want the promise that he gave to me. In this next one, it goes, where I sit there and I sat there and I looked at the word A, hate. That was me. That was the highway I was on at the time, at the beginning. Then I changed to B. Got married and everything. But I still had that doubt thing because I wasn't aligned with the Spirit. But look the direction I was headed to. Wasn't going nowhere. Sin. But then all of a sudden in Proverbs 15:24, I started traveling down to see the highway of hope. Because somebody was praying for me and helping me see the Spirit. I don't want to waste this Coke, but I got to make sure I get this message across. That was my spirit in plan A. But then I had a grandfather, a grandmother, and a mother that was praying for me. Trying to lighten up my spirit so I can see the way. But as you can see, I wasn't 100%. But I started growing up because, you know, God said, I'm going to look out for my babies and my fools. And I was foolish in my younger years. But it kept coming. They kept pouring that living water in, kept praying. And I'm starting to see it. As you can see, that dark side of me is starting to leave my life. I'm not going to be 100% clear because I'm not perfect like him. But through prayer, staying spiritually aligned with God, you can be where I am. And I'm happy where I'm at right now. Trust me, if you knew me before I got here, you probably wouldn't want nothing to do with me. Because I'm trying to tell you, I was bad. I didn't listen to my mom. She said, be in before the streetlight come on. We come in before the streetlight come on. The window opened up. Me and my brother, we leaving. We back out in the streets. Till one night, next thing you know, we at the basketball game. And all of a sudden, the man gets a hard file. Nobody wanted to respect his call to give him the file call, so he said, be here when I get back. Well, if you're from the streets, be here when I get back means don't be here when I get back. So we left. We left by the thing. We took off running. But at the same time, we running, me and my brother, we hiding in the bushes. Oh, we good. He ain't looking for us. We didn't give the hard file. We just didn't want to be here when he got back. Well, he couldn't find who he was looking for, and he just happened to find me and my brother. He pulled the gun out, and next thing you know, he squeezed the trigger. And it went click. Because it went click, my brother hits him and knocks him down. I hit him. We take off running. We get home. Now when mom says, be in the house before the lights come on, like, I'm in the house. We ain't going back out no more because now we understand exactly what she's talking about. We were out doing normal stuff, but the wrong people had the wrong idea that has not found God yet. So I took that as my, not cat lies with nine, but I took that as my hint. Hey, that's your blessing. I gave you a click to let you still be here. That's why I said, if you knew me then versus now, it's a totally different story. Father left when I was two. I refused to let that be me for my daughter, which y'all know who's daddy's girl, and my son. At the same time, we move on to Proverbs 15:24. The path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down to the grave. I had to gain my wiseness because the path I was on was not doing it for me. It was not doing it for me at all. Now, this next part is something I was reading on, and it made sense to me that I wanted to bring it in here to show it to you. On the next slide, it says, let me help you get through this day. There are many possible paths to travel between you, your getting up in the morning, and your lying down at night. Stay alert to the many choice points along the way, being continually aware of my presence. You will get through this day one way or the other. One way is to moan and groan and stumble along the ways with shuffling feet. This will get you to the end of the day eventually, but there is a better way. Jesus' way. My way. Not my way, Jesus' way. You can choose to walk with me, which is Jesus, along the path of peace, leaning on me as much as you need. There will still be difficulties, because he didn't promise you they wouldn't have no problems going down this road with your trial and tribulation. But he is there with you. There will be difficulties along the way, but you can face them confidently in my strength. Not your strength, his strength. Thank me for each problem you encounter and watch to see how I transform trials into blessings. The mind of a sinful death, the mind of a sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Let me get you through this day. Because every day you wake up, you have another chance to get right with God, with your spiritual alignment. Every day, when you lay down with your problem, pray about it. Give it to God, but I tell you like this here. Once you give it to him, what you worrying about it for? Because you never really gave it to him if you're still worrying about it. Give it to him. The mind of a sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. And do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by a destroying angel. When God puts things in your life, an obstacle, a bad relationship, a job promotion that you didn't get, that's not to destroy you. That's to build you. You got to know, like Jacob, how faithful are you in my plan? Not your plan, my plan. I'm faithful in his plan. In the beginning, I was all about, it was Team George, period. There was no other thing, no other way to do it. But as time goes on, I saw no happiness. I had to let Team George go. Then God puts this woman in my life. I get married. I start seeing, okay, Team George, Team Rochelle. But again, we didn't have that spirit, that godly spirit. We both love God, but we wasn't hearing him clearly. But once we started hearing him clearly, well, one of us, since it's Father's Day, I'm going to say it was me. I'm joking. to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadows of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. God is with you through everything you do in life. Watch this here. Y'all remember them road signs I had up? Just think about this. This me walking down the street, and all of a sudden God's telling me, yield ahead, and I don't listen. What happened? I got into some things that I wasn't supposed to get into because I did not yield when God told me to yield. Same thing when he told me to stop. When you talk to your kids, stop hanging with such and such. Yield to this. If they don't listen to you, then all of a sudden they come back, they're in trouble. Now I say, oh, I should have listened to you. You said that. It's not that I'm trying to destroy your fun or your happiness. I'm just trying to guide you so you can see the right path, the spiritual path, staying aligned with God at all times. That child is going to test you. Now, I got a daddy's girl, love her to death. I got a son, love him to death. But raising a man is a challenge, especially when you didn't have that man figure to guide you. Trust me, I had a grandfather that stood in the gap for me, but there was a lot of things I missed out because of his age. You know, throwing a football or going to a basketball game or throwing a baseball or going fishing, hunting. Because back in them days, he was always at work providing for a family. He didn't have the time like we do now. Well, we don't have the time now either because we're so hustle and bustle. You are the lamp, O Lord. You are the lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. God said, I will give you no more than you can burden. He also said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So when you start going through that depression, that hate, or that job loss, or that all these speed bumps, or these ungodly things that happen in life, do like Jacob. Just keep praising God, because he's going to turn all that into blessings. But you have to stay faithful to his plan with your spiritual alignment. Because once, as long as you align with him, it's not going to be easy. But at the same time, it is going to be a blessing. When things happen that's negative to you, don't. Oh, I'm done with God. Oh, I'm mad. He didn't look out for me. You better say thank you, God, because there's a reason you're going through it. Because if I give you everything, you won't respect it. If you work for it and earn it, you will respect it. Go back to when I was a child, my mom bought me and my brothers a pair of sneakers. We out playing football, basketball, just doing our thing out there with the rest of the kids. Scuffing them up, walking on the back of them, just throwing them around like nothing. Then I got a job, start buying my own tennis shoes. All of a sudden, we out there playing. Oh, hold up. Man, stop scuffing up my shoes. At home at night, I'm out there with a bottle of Windex and a towel. I'm wiping them down. I'm taking the shoestrings out. I'm washing. Because I earned this. So now I'm trying to take care of it. At the same time, when you earn your blessing, take care of them. Don't give them away. Don't come in here and receive a blessing. Don't be out there and receive a blessing. And next thing you know, you let the devil come and take it with some foolishness for 60 seconds. 60 seconds of anger. Next thing you know, you don't give. You're cussing, you're mad, you're ready to fight. Don't let the devil steal your joy. All he needs is a little crack, and he got you. Don't give it to him. You put on that shield, and you hold on tight. Because trust me, he's going to turn that trial and tribulation into blessings. Happy Father's Day to all my fathers. Lord, once again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand in front of your CITs and speak your word, not my word. Hopefully someone is not hearing wah, 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 wah. They are hearing clearly what you want to be said, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Wonderful, wonderful message. And I'm going to ask George, if you'll come, if you'll stand right over here. We're going to do something. Cam and Juju, I want you to come and stand right here. And do we have any other young men in the house today? Well, I'm speaking right now to the young, because you're still young in spirit, right? That's right. Come and stand right here, guys. Come stand. No, top step. And just, that's, yeah. Come stand right here. And George, I want you to come. No, right here is good. You can stand right there next to George, Leroy. Leroy, see that youthful spirit came out. And step back over this way. I don't want you to block the youngins here. Here we go. Guys, I want you to look at me for a minute. Do you know how honored you are that God created you guys to be men? You know how powerful that is? God said, Juju is going to be a man, and Cam is going to be a man, and I'm not finished there, but Juju and Cam are going to be godly men. You know, that's a trust that the only person that gave that to you is God, And I'm going to ask George if you'll share some words of wisdom that you wish was shared to you. Because, Cam, how old are you? How old are you?
Sir.
How old are you? Seven. How old are you? 11. I want you to just give some words of wisdom to these guys about being godly men.
Whew. I don't know what I can say, but I can tell you like this here. Being godly men means listening to your mom. She is not going to steer you wrong, nor is your dad. It is a blessing. Trust me, you're not going to like it sometime. But I found myself going back to my mom and my grandfather and saying, thank you for standing in the gap for me to teach me the right way. Because if they wasn't praying for me not to grow up in the way that I was starting, I wouldn't be standing here today to tell you this, because I'd probably be locked up or holding up 6 feet of dirt. Trust me, I was bad. If you come and I can take you to my hometown and they say no hood is stronger or greater than mine. I grew up in the hood. But don't let that represent you. You can outgrow the hood. It doesn't make you. It doesn't. You can change. Because I didn't want my kids to grow up in that mentality, so I kept striving. It wasn't easy. Because remember the times that we're in, it's a struggle. And you being African-American, it's a strike against you in America right now. But you don't let that get you. Stay strong and faithful to God. It's going to turn out all right. I'm not perfect, but I know I'm a long way from where I used to be. Your mom and your dad are not going to steer you wrong.
Amen. Thank you very much. Guys, I want you to really hold on to that encouragement, because if we could go back, if Chas could go back, if we could go back, there are things that we would have loved someone to say, hey, don't. You know the old saying, some people learn the hard way, right? But we don't have to mess up to learn. God has given us wisdom so that we can apply it now. But my prayer, look here, Cam, my prayer for you guys, your mama loves Jesus with all of her heart. And that is a legacy that she's passing on.